huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob here. I wonder if you've ever thought about what would build your credibility the most. I see a lot of entrepreneurs struggle to get started or to scale because they worry that they don't have experience or credibility. They worry that other people in their niche seem more credible or experienced. They have maybe some inner conflict of how experienced and professional and worthy they are in their niche. So I always try and help you build your self-worth to build your net worth, but also give you strategies and tactics around what can you do to build your credibility the most. Now, I've talked a lot about, for example, starting a podcast. That's not what this video is about. And that will help you get credibility. I've talked a lot about putting more content out there and building your personal brand. That's not what this video is about. But that will help you gain credibility. I've talked about being patient enough to stay in your niche for long enough to be experienced enough in it. That's not what this video is about. But that will, of course, increase your credibility. Having a great YouTube channel, that will increase your credibility. Having a good website and being well-ranked on SEO, like if you search Rob Moore, it's certainly in the UK, page one. In fact, the first page 1.5 is all me. You know, my various social media platforms, my website, my Wikipedia, etc. But that's not what this video is about, although hopefully you're ticking all of these off. When you're on multiple social media channels and people can Google you or search for you on various channels and you have a presence and a following, that's obviously really good credibility. Recommendations on your Facebook page, on your Trustpilot, on your LinkedIn, that's obviously really good credibility. So I've given you 6 or 7 things there, but that's not even what this video is about. I believe possibly the best thing for building your credibility, i.e. people look at you and go, that person is a go-to person in their niche or space. They must have a knowledge and experience and be someone worth listening to. I believe it's writing your book, having a book, being an author. Because let's be honest, it's easy to get a Trustpilot review. It's pretty easy to do a live video, but it's hard to write a book. It's hard. That's the reality. I'll tell you when things are easy. I'll tell you when things are simple but not easy. And I'll tell you when things are hard. Now, I've written 15 books and I can tell you, it doesn't get any easier. It's hard. Well, does it? Yeah, I guess I know the process now, so I can shorten the process. But it is a labor of love and it is a commitment. There's no shortcut to writing 50 or 100 or 150,000 words. There just is no shortcut. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, stay with me because I'm going to give you a few tips. But this is one of the reasons why I've launched for my brand new Facebook Live event. I'm actually doing it on writing your best-selling book. I have had written a dozen plus best-selling books and 15 plus books. My new book Opportunity comes out in a few months' time. And so I believe that to be one of the best ways to build credibility, because people do make the natural assumption if they've got a book, they must be credible. And everyone knows it's really hard. And the things that you do that are really hard, people respect and admire, and that builds credibility. Now, I believe everybody has a book in them, whether it's an autobiography, self-help and personal development, fiction, an analogy or a story, like Richest Man, like Who Moved My Cheese, for example. I think Paulo Coelho's got a book that's very much, a story or an analogy or a parable. You could write a how-to book. You could write a crime thriller. You could write a book on your niche to place yourself more credibly above your competitors. Now, I believe human beings see more credible things that you do that are hard. So there's only one time I've had a standing ovation coming into my office. Now, I get plenty of standing ovations leaving my office, don't get me wrong. But I've only ever in the last 15 years had a standing ovation walking into my office. And that was when the morning after I broke the world record for the longest ever public speech, 47 and a half hours straight. Because it was hard. It was really hard to do. My team saw what it took out of me. And therefore, there was that level of respect and admiration or, value or credibility. So when you've written a book, people go, do you know what? They've done that and that's hard. And whilst you might think that there are millions of books out there, there are 1,000 times more people who haven't written a book than have. And most people in your niche haven't written a book. Karina has said, it's really hard to write a book. I'm halfway through. Do you know what? There are more people who've part written a book than there are written a book. And you know what? If you spend a year or two writing all bar one chapter of your book, you actually haven't written a single word. It's a waste of time. Your book isn't done until it's out. And a lot of people have got multiple books on the go, or they haven't started their book, or they've got their book part written, or they've delayed for a few months. I will teach you the three ways to write a book, by the way, which get the book done. They're far more guaranteed to get the book done than maybe the way you're doing right now. Now, if you don't have a book, then people are going to find other people in your niche, in your business model, in your strategy that do have a book, and they're going to naturally have more credibility than you. Now, if you think about it, your book doesn't actually make you more credible. What you know, and just because you put it in a book doesn't mean you know more. You know the same. You've just put it into a book. So all you really know how to do more of when you write a book is write a book. But people look at you and go, author, credible, trust, goodwill. They've done something hard. And so it's difficult to say what exactly is the biggest credibility builder. Of course, having a podcast builds credibility, having a YouTube channel builds credibility, doing Facebook Lives and lots of content builds credibility, having a really good LinkedIn profile, lots of followers and fans and accreditations. MBE, I should do a live on that. Get an MBE, that probably trumps them all, but that's probably not accessible to most of us. But I would argue that book, that is one of the biggest credibility factors which will, sell you better than you could ever sell yourself. Because, when you're selling yourself, people can naturally go, well, you would say that, Rob. I would, of course, we all have our biases and motives if we're selling, something. But our book sells us. And so anything that sells you, third-party recommendations, case studies, social proof, referrals, a book, anything that sells you is a better sales vehicle than you, because people know that you have an ulterior motive. So once your book is out there, it's a vast asset. So I've got books out there that I wrote 12 years ago. Now, all right, it might be edition 4 or 5, but it's still 12 years ago. I think Rich Dad Poor Dad just hit his 20-odd year anniversary. I mean, that's a fantastic asset. A lot of the things you're doing, you have to doing every day, hour by hour, every day. You do the hour, you get no benefit. You do the hour, you get no benefit. But a book is like planting a seed, and 20 years later, it's an oak tree, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bears more fruit and bears more fruit and bears more fruit. I am pretty well known for being a bit of a, I'm pushy, I'll kick you up the ass. People who work with me, I'm not the sort of person that doesn't, it just tells you stuff and makes you feel nice and, sits and listens. And I am a very active mentor, i.e. I will push you. I will kick you up the ass. I will hold you accountable. I will nag you. I will be the bane of your life. I will be the voice in your ear. I will be the devil on your shoulder and the angel on your shoulder and the devil on your shoulder. So look, the only way you get a book done, unless you have a ghostwriter, which I guess you're not going to do because that's going to cost you thousands of pounds, like minimum $5,000 that's going to cost you. So I guess that's not going to be something that you're going to do. I love you all. I think you're awesome. I think you need a book out there. I am currently writing my 17th, 18th and 19th book. So probably by the age of 43 years old, I'd have written 20 books. And, you know, these are all assets. You know, some of them are really high in the charts. Many of them rank sort of 2,000 or 3,000 in the world, you know, which books that were written, you know, years ago. I think I'm really happy with that. Some of them get even higher. We launched Cash in a Property Crash, a really niche book, and we got that to number 5 in all books. Not in, you know, a sub-niche category, but in all books. So, you know, I like to say this with humility, but I do think I can help you. I do think I know what I'm talking about when it comes to writing books. I'm published by the second biggest publisher in the world, Hachette. I'm really good friends with someone who's an amazing author who's published by Penguin, and we often, you know, discuss strategies and tactics. So I'm well connected too in the book world. So I really can help you. Have an awesome day. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.